Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with Tea, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health.
Good evening, everybody. How are you? I hope all of you are doing well. I hope all of you are enjoying the weather and the day. The summer is coming to an end soon. Young people are, especially students, are getting ready to go back to school. People are ending their vacations and getting ready for the new beginning, for a new semester, for a new season, for a new part of the year. So if you are one of these people, or even if you're not, I hope the rush time is doing you good, and I hope it's preparing you for something better, and hopefully something more refreshing. With that being said, these times are still very important for us to take care of our mental health because of the chaos that many of us are in right now. If you remember last episode, we heard from a sophomore in college who shared her take on the mental health challenges that young people or even her peers face in college. We talked about how some of these issues are not only bound to young people in college or high schools. If anything, it's really something we're seeing in even younger group of children. And other than that, there were many other factors that we listed in the last episode. There were many new points of view that were discovered. So we thought it would be really interesting if we continued on to the point of a college student's perspective from the point of view that many of us don't often hear about or hear from. Therefore, today we're going to pick up where we left off with, but with a new perspective, that of a senior. For this episode, we thought it would be interesting to learn from the perspective of a college senior who is with graduation around the corner or who is starting the last year of their college life and really getting the pressure of stepping into the new world and the real world, if you will. So we're interested in knowing how does he keep up with all of it while still protecting his mental health. So if that's something you're interested in, let's get into it.
Hello, welcome to today's episode of Talks with T. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing good too, thanks for asking. Before we formally begin, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Ahmed, and I am a rising senior here at Hunter College. I'm the undergraduate vice president here at Hunter. I also work as an EMT. I'm also an after-school instructor, and I do private tutoring on the side. Besides from that, I am a pre-med major, bio major, and I'm on a pre-medical track, yeah.
Sounds like you do a lot, Ahmed. So what inspired you to choose this career field or even this major?
So I know I wanted to do something related to public service. At first, I wanted to be a lawyer. Like I thought that was a really nice career. I talk a lot, stuff like that, like making arguments. Writing was a big part of what I did, like in terms of research arguments, thesis, stuff like that. So, and I was also part of mock trials. So I don't know. I thought it was a great gateway. But then I pivoted towards the sciences more. And then I was like working as an MD, a doctor. Sounds really nice. And then I want to work with kids. So speeds, just everything seemed to match up with the field that I'm going for. So
I mean, I think it's really good that you're doing something you're passionate about rather than just blindly picking it.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people get to do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. With senior year being like 2 weeks away, I just want to know, just briefly, how do you feel about it?
So I feel like I haven't done enough in terms of, I do a lot in terms of extracurricular stuff like that, but specifically for the career that I'm going for, like, I feel like, you know, you always know, even when you come in freshman year, like, oh, I need research, I need clinical experience, I need this on my resume, I need this and that. But it's like when senior comes around, it's like, oh, okay, this is my last year to get everything done before I actually have to, like, leave. I'm more cautious. I'm already making a schedule to make sure that, you know, I stay on top of my grades just to bump up my GPA as much as I can before I leave, stuff like that. I'm going to meet the pre-health office more so that make sure I'm ready for, you know, life after Hunter. But yeah,
that sounds like a lot of pressure in terms of your mental health. How, I know you're nervous about the beginning of your senior year. How do you feel about, or have you thought about life after that? Because, you know, when you're in high school, everybody knows there's something else to look forward to. College, not a lot of people would go for graduate school right away.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Have you thought about it?
I mean, it's a little more anxiety inducing because you, like, for example, out of high school, you know, you'll definitely get into a college, right? Over here, it's like, what if I don't get the research experience I want? Where am I going to apply? Am I going to get in? Am I going to get wet lab research experience? Am I going to find those things? So it's a little more anxiety inducing. But I think as pre-meds, we all have a general, like, road path that we have to follow, right? Like, the second we graduate, we have to get in our clinical experience, we have to get in our research experience, and then we're already applying to graduate school. So in a sense, there's more schooling for us. So we kind of have that, like, oh, we don't have to go into the career world right now. I think for students that, for example, are graduating as computer science majors, stuff like that, they're actively looking for jobs now because after this, they're just going to go into the workforce. So I think it's much more hard for them because we're just going to go into more schooling and they have to, like, start looking into employers, especially with the job market now. So I don't know. I know it's a lot, but I feel like it's better than if I had to go into the workforce.
It's really nice and impressive that you're doing a lot of work, obviously, and you know you have a lot of pressure. But at the same time, you're finding a way to look at the bright side. And not a lot of people get to do that. You know, talking back to pressure, and apart from all the positivity that you just mentioned, do you feel like you experience or you feel more pressure from yourself or your family, friends, or maybe society around you?
I think the biggest pressure comes from the fact that I feel like the career that I'm choosing is something that more affluent students can do than as opposed to the background that I come from. For example, when it comes to AMCAS, right, the application costs a lot, interviewing costs a lot. Sometimes you have to go to different states to interview. MCAT prep costs a lot of money, stuff like that. And then 4 years of med school where I can't actively work and support my family, right? So it's that stress as well, the stress of applying, the stress of getting the test prep books. I think that's the most that stresses me out because I know that I can't work for 4 years still. I know that I have to somehow financially be able to pursue my career. I think if finance wasn't a big issue, life would be a lot easier in that sense. Yeah,
That's something I think all students can feel right now.
Yeah.
I mean, before you, about the same topic, we recorded with another student who felt the same way. We were talking about how isolation led us to depression. Mm-hmm. And one of the causes that really contribute to this isolation these days is the economy, how people cannot afford to hang out together in person because many students cannot afford whatever expense they have to bear, right? And that coming to academics is also heartbreaking, really. Thinking to all that, thinking about all the pressure, all the positivity you have, how important is mental health to you? And how have you been dealing with it leading up to your senior year?
I don't think I'm a good example for mental health because what I do personally is I'm a bit of a workaholic. So it's like I try to busy myself in different things so that I don't have, like, time to think or stuff like that. So it's like for me personally, like, a typical schedule is, for example, I first have classes early in the morning. And then after that, I have, like, extracurriculars when it comes to USG, stuff like that. Then I have work 3 to 5 every day. And then after that, I usually schedule my lab classes for evenings. So that's like 6 to 8. So I have, like, lab, school, work every day, stuff like that. So I am out of the house at 9 a.m. and then I come home at like 11 p.m. So me personally, it's like I dig myself into work to avoid thinking about those things, which kind of helps. I don't think it's a good way to think, like, mental health-wise, right? I feel like I'm driving myself to burnout. And also, I'm not really giving myself time to reflect on things that I should be. But it's been working so far, so.
That's interesting. I don't think I know a lot of people who would fill their schedule up so they don't have to think about it. And I know you're thinking that is probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something you want to work on in your senior year?
Yes, but also at the same time, I feel like when you enter your senior year, it's like a lot of things that you were like pushing back, like, oh, I don't have to worry about this. Now you actually have to actively confront those things, or you have to be like, okay, I have to like actually figure out what research experience I'm getting into, how I'm going to apply to these schools. So it's like you're confronting them more. So it's not like you can, you know, run away or wear your thoughts and other things. You actually have to confront them because you're in your last year.
Is there anything that you do for yourself other than work, just for yourself, not to make anyone?
Yeah, so I come into the city 5 days a week, which is kind of good because the thing is what I like to do in my free time is either bike around the city, which I do a lot, or meet with friends and talk. So usually when we're all here studying, it's very easy to catch up with someone and say, hey, you want to go out and eat? And you live in Manhattan. We don't live in Manhattan, but we're in the city, right? So like literally 30 minutes away, there's so many options and so many places to eat from, like on the train. So you find excuses that way. And that's what I like to do the most. It's either hang out with friends, socialize, city bike, or binge watch at home shows.
Thinking about all of this that we talked about so far, is there any tip that you would like to give those maybe younger than you or around you are going through a similar situation as you when it comes to balancing their life as they're going through a transition themselves?
So firstly, especially in your freshman year, don't go in with the mentality that I have to do this right now. Like, I don't, like, if you're going to go in and you're going to be like, I need to do research, I need to get clinical experience right now, I need to do this, I need to do this, blah, 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 you're eventually going to burn yourself out. This isn't healthy. So even though you're dedicated and motivated, you don't want to burn yourself out, number one. Number two, making an Excel sheet or a plan helps a lot with your mental health, especially because you have like a clear-cut plan on what you're doing a day-by-day or a year-by-year basis. So, you know, it comforts you knowing you know what you're doing and you have like all your eggs in
one basket.
In one basket, in a sense, or not really in one basket, but it's very well distributed in what you're doing. So that helps. Come up with a plan. Be proactive, right? You don't want to be asking certain questions your senior year that you should have asked your freshman year. But that doesn't also mean to, like, you know, really overstress it. Just have a plan.
That's it. That's a really good tip. I think many people would appreciate it, especially these days. Yeah. Okay. Is there anything that you think your friends, your family, or just your peers in general could do to make this section of your life easier? Something that you wish they would know to make things easy for you?
So I think my parents think that, oh, you have to get a certain grade and you know, everything just happens, like there's nothing else to it. I don't think they really understand what it means to have extracurriculars, or they don't understand like all the other things that go into being a perfect, well-rounded applicant. I don't blame them for that. They came into this country from Pakistan. They didn't complete high school afterwards. So, and I mean, in Pakistan, it's a completely different system, right? It's all merit-based. You have the grades, you get into the school you want, and that's it. So they don't really understand how the American system works. But if they understood it, I think they would understand why I do certain things, which would be nice. In terms of my friends, I think because we're all going through the same situation, it's much more easier to sympathize. Yeah, so sometimes we're busy and we don't talk, and sometimes we can talk a lot. So dynamics change based on grades, exams, midterm seasons, stuff like that. And they can understand it because they're going through the same thing. So it's much easier speaking with friends, peers, mentees, people above you, because they're either going through it or they've gone through it. So, you know, that helps. Yeah.
Okay, I was really gonna say we've come to the end of our talk, but you mentioned two very important things, and so I want to know more. I want to know if you could send a message to the parents who maybe think similar to your parents, or maybe even stricter, or maybe a little loose. Yeah. What message would you give them?
Okay, so my message, especially, I'm going to speak based on the student body we have here at Hunter. A majority of the students here are POCs, right? They come from working backgrounds. They're people of color. They're not from affluent backgrounds. So a lot of them are first generation. Some of them can be older siblings like me, right? So the message I would give is, I'm pretty sure if your child's at Hunter, right, and they're pursuing a career like pre-med or something, they must be dedicated. They must be hardworking, right? So just cut the pressure off of them a little bit. Just give them some chance to breathe. They're navigating things that you have never had to deal with. And they're doing it knowing that they come from a background that can't give them as much support as other students might get. And they're working with that environment to not only fix their careers and everything, but make you guys proud as well. So just give them some chance to breathe. That's all I'd say.
Couldn't agree anymore.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yes.
What's one message you would send to your professors or maybe other professors who could take some wisdom from you and apply it to their students?
Yeah, so some professors are extremely strict, especially the STEM ones, where they don't take any excuses or anything. It doesn't matter if you give them a doctor's note and say, yeah, I was actually at the doctor's. It's like, you know the lab policy, right? 3 and you're out. Stuff like that. So it's like, understand that not only are we commuter students, especially, once again, I'm speaking from a Hunter perspective. Not only are we commuter students, but we're also students that are juggling jobs. We're also, some of us are taking care of family members. Some of us have to take care of siblings, right? We're pursuing pre-med. Of course, that does mean we have to be responsible and on top of our coursework. And in the real world, we get it. People don't take excuses. But it's like, even in the real world, people have issues and, you know, they speak with their employers and they communicate that, right? So it would be nice if professors took that into consideration when creating certain policies. And yeah, 100%. Some students do abuse it. That obviously does happen, but it's like not every student does that. So if students got a little bit of a leeway once in a while, that doesn't really hurt.
Yes, like, that's true, yeah.
I remember a physics professor, right? A student came in 15 minutes late. I know that student was doing an overnight shift before, and they were coming into class. They were 15, 20 minutes late to the exam. The professor didn't even let them take the exam. Like, they got a 0. And I find that bizarre. Like, at least let the student take whatever time they have, and you know, just tell them whatever score you get is the score you have, right? But it's like stuff like that. I think it would be nice, but that's where I tell the students, right? Look at Rate My Professor. Professor can actually make or break your grade. What I find personally is, especially for STEM, take the night classes and take them usually on Fridays or something like that, because those professors are much more chill. Yes, yeah, so stuff like that. You have to be proactive, right? You have to talk to students. Usually your peers will know which professor is what way. Look at Rate My, look at certain things, look at past exams. Usually some professors that have past exams, you have a better chance of doing good in your class because you have, like, you know, an idea of what their exams are. And you don't have that for every professor, so yeah. And but sometimes what happens is the hard professors, their classes remain open, and the other ones, they fill up fast. Priority registration, okay. Yeah. So you got to find ways around it. Like, for example, at USG, we get priority registration, right? So I'm not an honor student or anything, but through USG, I get perks like that. So there's a lot of things you guys can do. There's a lot of resources, Office of Prestigious Scholarships, like stuff like that. So it's like, you know, if you look your way around, even within like CUNYs or commuter schools, you can find millions of opportunities. So yeah, just use your resources. Don't just blame your professor, even though some of them suck. But yeah.
You give out a really important hack,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you
of
for
course.
Your time, your thoughts,
sure.
And all the advice that you just gave
yeah.
out.
100%.
Have a good day.
You too as well.
Night,
bye.
Life. Good
yeah.
luck.
We hope you learned something new. We hope you found a new way of thinking from what Ahmed said, his experience, if you could relate to it, even if it's the slightest bit. Or if not, I hope you see that there are different ways to take care of your mental health. I hope you see that if you are somebody like Ahmed who likes to stack everything in his day to forget or to not have to worry about other things that you find bothersome to protect your mental health, I hope you will find a way to really find yourself a room for taking care of yourself. I hope you'll find a certain part of the week or a certain part of the day to dedicate to yourself and for your growth, for your space, for your safety, and for you to breathe. Know that that's important. There are many people who can stack everything at once in their day, who can forget or who will try to forget their problems by staying busy. But that's not the only way. If that's not something that you can do, if that's not something that motivates you to keep on going, that's totally okay. Know that there are many other people unlike that who find ways to escape the world, escape the reality from the burden and the pressure a different way. Try to find yourself a new hobby. Maybe that's the way you can start, or dedicate 5-10 minutes of the day to you. Just listen to nothing. Listen to the emptiness of the day. Listen to the surrounding that you're in. Hopefully, that will be the beginning of your healthcare journey, of your mental healthcare journey. And if there's anything that you've listened to from us that you don't agree with, take it with a grain of salt. Know that it's okay to disagree, or it's okay to agree. It's okay to add on to whatever you heard. It's okay to take certain parts of the conversation, as long as it's bringing you or those around you good and not the bad. I hope to see you around. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good summer wherever you are in the world. Have a wonderful time. Bye.